Okay, so are you spiritual? Have you ever thought about that?
Well, it's a question a lot of people ask, and it's not always easy to answer.
No, it's not. And today we're going to dive deep into a way to maybe kind of figure out where you sit with all that.
Exactly. We're taking a look at this really cool mini personality test.
From the spiritual Sikh. You know, the spiritual Sikh, right?
Yep, you guys know the spiritual Sikh.
I mean, it's kind of a big deal in, well, the spiritual space.
It is, and their mini personality test is all about figuring out where you fall on the spectrum of like the ethereal versus the practical.
And so it's not about just putting a label on you, right? It's more about understanding the why behind those labels.
Yeah, like why do certain statements resonate with you? What does that say about how you view the world, you know?
Exactly. So let's get right into it.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Statement number one, life is a journey without precise destination. I'm sure a lot of people have heard that before. But what do you think it really means?
Well, I think it gets at the idea of like valuing the journey itself, you know, all those experiences and growth along the way. It's not just about reaching some end goal.
Yeah. Kind of like, you know, it's not the destination, it's the journey. Like that old saying.
Exactly. And it's something you see emphasized in a lot of different spiritual traditions, too.
Interesting.
It's about finding meaning in each step, even if you don't know exactly where you're going.
That makes sense. I mean, I get that, but also, don't you still need some sort of direction in life, like some goals to work toward?
Of course. It's not about having zero goals. It's more about like shifting the focus, enjoying the ride while you're heading in a general direction.
Okay, yeah, that clarifies it a bit. So it's like reaching the mountaintop is cool and all, but it's the climb that really shapes you or not.
Exactly. It's all about the climb. All right, so ready for statement number two.
Get me with it.
Better an inconvenient truth than a comfortable lie.
Ooh, now that's a tough one. Easier said than done, I think.
Oh, absolutely. But that's what makes it so powerful. It's a call for honesty, for facing reality, even when it's difficult.
And we all know how tempting it can be to just stick with what's comfortable, even if it's maybe not entirely true.
Right. But this statement suggests that real growth comes from seeking truth, no matter how inconvenient it might be.
Yeah, it makes you think about like all those times when we avoid hard conversations or ignore
Or
problems.
even bigger issues like facing up to injustice in the world.
Exactly. I mean, think about social justice movements or acknowledging historical facts that are really uncomfortable.
It's about choosing to see things clearly, even if it hurts,
Yeah.
because ultimately that's how we evolve.
Right. Okay, next one. Science and religion are sometimes very much alike. Isn't that a little weird? I mean, they seem so different.
I know, it seems counterintuitive, but that's what the spiritual seek is all about, right? Pushing us to think outside the box.
Okay, so help me understand this one. How can science and religion possibly be alike?
Well, they both aim to offer a holistic view of existence. They're both trying to grasp the big picture just through different methods.
Okay. But how so?
Well, science looks at the intricate workings of the natural world, trying to uncover the laws that govern it all,
Right. And religion.
often explores the interconnectedness of everything, like the idea that we're all part of something larger than ourselves.
Okay, I see. So maybe it's not about them being identical, but more about both contributing to a deeper understanding of, well, everything.
Exactly. It's about recognizing the value of different approaches to knowledge.
And I bet some people would really push back against that.
Of course, someone who strongly disagrees with this statement might see science and religion as totally at odds with each other. Like, they might prioritize hard evidence over spiritual
Or
insight.
the other way around.
Right. But that's the beauty of these statements. They spark these conversations, they make us think about why we believe what we believe.
That's really cool. Okay, on to statement four. The world is too complicated. More simplicity is needed. Man, do I ever feel that one sometimes.
I hear you. I think in today's world, we're bombarded with so much information, so many choices. It's easy to feel overwhelmed.
It really is.
And this statement speaks to a very human desire for peace and clarity, a longing for something, well, simpler.
Yeah, like hitting the reset button on life sometimes.
Exactly. And that's where a lot of spiritual practices come in. Things like meditation, minimalism, even just spending time in nature. It's all about stripping away the excess and finding that inner stillness.
It definitely sounds appealing, but isn't there a risk of oversimplifying things?
There is. It's not about ignoring the complexity of the world, but about finding a balance.
Okay, so it's not just about throwing everything away and living like a hermit in the woods.
Not necessarily. It's more about figuring out what truly brings you peace and clarity.
Gotcha. Because what works for one person might not work for another, right?
Right. Exactly. Some people thrive in that complexity.
Yeah.
They find energy in juggling a million things at once.
It takes all kinds, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here's one that always hits close to home for me. Sometimes I have the feeling that human society is insane. Anyone else feel that way sometimes?
Oh, big time. It's a common sentiment.
Like, you look around and just think, what is going on here?
Exactly. And that feeling of disconnect, that sense of not quite fitting in with societal norms, it can actually be a catalyst for spiritual exploration.
Really? How so?
Well, it can make you question the rules,
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
the way things are supposed to be. And that can lead you to search for deeper meaning beyond what's considered conventional.
So it's like a wake-up call, pushing you to look beyond the surface.
Exactly.
I have
And
my.
that brings us to our final statement. Are you ready?
Lay it on me.
The more I inquire and learn, the more doubts arise in my mind.
Ugh, that one is so true. The more I discover, the more I realize how much I don't know. It's kind of mind-blowing.
It is, but it's also incredibly liberating because this statement is all about embracing the unknown.
Huh, that's an interesting way to look at it.
It means letting go of the need for certainty and accepting that some things may always remain a mystery.
It's like I say, the more you know, the more you realize you don't know.
Exactly. And that can be unsettling at first, but it's also what keeps us learning and growing.
I mean, if we thought we had all the answers, we'd stop exploring.
Exactly. It's that sense of wonder, that openness to new ideas that's so crucial on a spiritual path.
Makes sense. So these statements, they're not about labeling yourself as spiritual or non-spiritual. They're more about like starting a conversation with yourself.
I love that way of putting it. It's about understanding what resonates with you and why.
And remember, your responses to these statements, they're not set in stone either. They can evolve and change as you go through life.
Absolutely, because we're constantly growing and learning.
So, just food for thought here.
Yeah.
If both seeking truth and de-embracing simplicity can be considered part of a spiritual outlook,
Yeah.
does that mean those things are automatically in conflict? Or can you find a balance?
Ooh, that's a great question. Can you be driven by a pursuit of knowledge while still valuing a simpler, more intentional life? Or do those paths eventually pull you in different directions?
Something to ponder, something for everyone listening to think about.
Definitely.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive, but hopefully this has given you some things to consider. Remember, your spiritual score, if you even want to call it that, it's not some fixed point.
It's more like a starting point for further exploration.
Exactly. So keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep that conversation with yourself going.
And who knows? You might surprise yourself with what you discover.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Bye for now.